Deschutes County law enforcement found and arrested the 29-year-old sexual predator who walked away from his transitional house in Bend last night. Officers found Daniel Timmons in Redmond near Southwest 15th Street and Forest Avenue this afternoon. Charity Hobold is the supervisor of Deschutes County's adult parole and probation program. She explains how he escaped Tuesday night.
We were monitoring him by GPS. He cut his GPS off. As soon as the probation office was alerted, they alerted law enforcement, and we've been looking for him ever since.
Again, Timmons was caught this afternoon. Hobolt says Timmons has spent most of his adult life in and out of jail on sex charges, mostly for public indecency. Timmons was taken to a local hospital for treatment of apparent injuries. The Bend man accused of killing a bicyclist and leaving the scene last January will be going to trial on those charges. Brett Bescheid and his attorneys met behind closed doors Tuesday to try to reach a plea deal, but none was reached. Bescheid has pleaded not guilty to hit and run and criminally negligent homicide in the death of Anthony Martin. Martin was crossing 3rd Street on his bike last January when he was hit and killed. Bescheid then left the scene. The 5-day trial is set for January 17th. The Dow closed down 283 points on Wednesday. Following news, the Federal Reserve is taking steps to lower interest rates even more. The plan involves the sale of $400 million in short-term treasuries in exchange for longer-term bonds. Troy Reinhart with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management says the markets responded immediately after the news.
When Bernanke first started talking in his press conference and the Fed minutes came out, the market rallied and got fairly close to the flat line. I mean, it wasn't too far. It had cut its losses in half. And then as people digested it and worried more about the economy, we watched it crater in the last hour.
The goal of Operation Twist is to drive down interest rates even more in an attempt to increase borrowing and spending. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley says he is not giving up. 1110 KBND's John Erickson says the Oregon Democrat wants the Congressional Budget Office to analyze the job effect of any deficit-cutting action by the so-called Super Committee.
It may not actually happen, but Senator Merkley says he's getting a good response.
Fairly positive from the point of view of folks recognizing that the debate got completely off center and forgot that creating jobs is essential to the success of American families.
Merkley says he hopes his CBO idea would have the effect of keeping the Super Committee's focus on jobs and not just cutting the red ink. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
It is definitely good news that could be coming out of the Bend City Council meeting tonight. Transportation Engineering Manager Nick Arnis says they have found new ways to recalculate just how much funds they need to complete city projects. And as a result,
fees resolution for transportation system development charge fees has gone down slightly based on some new methodology that they accepted at the previous council meeting. And so they go down just a bit, not much, but they stay about the same or they go down by $10 or $20.
Arnis says since building has really slowed over the past several years, they wanted to find ways to take the pressure off builders. Transportation system development charges are applied to new developments and projects within the city. Arnis says they have periodic reviews of the SDC rates to keep them in line with current construction trends. In Redmond, work is continuing on the 27th Street arterial project, but it is at a point where some residents that use WikiUp as an access are a bit inconvenienced.
We've kept open a path for children to walk, those that are pedestrians to go to school, but there's kind of a 4 or 5 block detour that parents have to take. But, you know, we're expediting getting that fixed. But it's like any road construction project, you are going to have some delays and detours.
Redmond Mayor George Endicott says they need the road closure to put in some pipes, but it will only last about 3 weeks. Endicott gave an update on Redmond's projects on this morning's Your Town on KBND. And the miracle boy who was rescued from drowning on the Washington coast has gone home. Dale Ostrander says he's excited to leave the hospital.
Can you say yes?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Yay.
He was underwater for 20 minutes when he was revived. His mother, Kirsten, says he suffered brain damage.
He is not fully himself as he was before. He is not 100% Dale, you know, as he was August 4th, say. But I believe that he will be back.
Dale still faces a lot of rehab work to retrain his brain. And coming up at 5:30, Redmond schools start a new schedule on Wednesdays. Details in 20 minutes. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.